The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, one of the really useful supports for practice is confidence, having confidence. And I think of it, confidence is what brings stability and strength to the practice. And an image for confidence is the tree, which has a really deep root, and the root keeps the tree stable and upright and strong, and it's not going to be tipped over easily or lose itself easily. So to practice mindfulness with confidence, which means to have confidence in yourself, to have confidence in the value of the practice, in particular in practicing, you know, about what your purpose and intention is and what you're doing. There's a variety of things you can have confidence in. You can have confidence also in the place you're practicing, the community you're practicing with. Confidence can mean that you're willing to really give yourself to it with strength, with kind of a sense of dedication or commitment, or you know, you're really there in a strong way. To have confidence in the value of being present, of being here, and like a tree that's rooted in the ground in this place. So to have confidence that it's appropriate and valuable to really be rooted in this moment's experience, not to have more confidence in reviewing the past or planning the future or being in fantasy, but really like it's valuable to be here. And for me, the word confidence has a quality of being embodied. It's something we do not just with our mind. Like some people say, well, how can I you know, have confidence in something? What should I have confidence in? I think of confidence as a stance that we enter into with our body. Take a confident stance, confidence presence. Sit confidently. have confidence in your sitting. Have confidence in your walking. Walk with confidence. You know, do what you do. Be present here in your body. And physically, what posture would you take if you were confident? Some people find it's actually useful to feel their way into a confident posture. Some people, confidence is not the first kind of idea of how they're going to be in the world. Maybe the first idea is to be somehow anxious or timid or unsure of yourself, and that can be expressed through the posture. But what would it be like if you assumed a confident posture, even if you didn't feel confident? Is it okay to do that? Is it okay to assume a posture of confidence? Even, we're not telling you to be confident, but what happens if you assume a posture of confidence? Does that support you and help you? Confidence is a great thing, and over time, it's one of the qualities that gets developed just from doing this practice day in, day out. The feedback we get, the way we're changed, and the benefits we get, I think tends to bring confidence to people. But even people who have confidence in the practice and in themselves sometimes don't tap into it as often as they can, as often as is available. And so maybe you do have some confidence here today. Maybe you can assume some confidence. So you might see what happens to you if you walk with confidence, if you sit with confidence, and if nothing else, the confidence that it's valuable to be present. Just here, rooted in this moment. So I hope you enjoy today. Thank you.